to the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? It's Kevin back again, bringing you another episode loaded with the value, the stories, the struggles, and the solutions so that you can create your own version of success. Question I have for you is, have you defined what your version of success is? A lot of people feel that money is a gateway to success. A lot of people feel that they will become successful when they have that fancy car, that fancy house, that name brand purse, whatever it is that you want, whatever materialistic things that you may want. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that at all. I think that everybody has certain priorities in life. And for some people, that is a priority. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I am the total opposite. And now I used to be that way until I started getting more clear on what I really wanted in life, what actually made me happier in life. I think that a lot of people really need to sit down and just sit in complete silence, you know, turn their phone off, turn the TV off, whatever it is that they do that, you know, distracts them, and, you know, really focus on what is your version of success. Now, I don't want to, you know, talk on this whole episode on what is your version of success. That's only a fraction of the things that you want in life, whatever it may be. It'll be another episode. I'm sure I'm going to have a podcast guest on to discuss, you know, what is your version of success. Again, I'm not the expert. I interview the experts. And if I'm not interviewing the experts, I'm sharing the stories of my life, other people's lives, some people that I learned from, people who have been mentors to me. I think that everybody has a story out there and they need to get it out there. So yeah, it's in Texas, it's 9:30, tired, exhausted, worked a ton of hours today, got home, you know, saw the most important thing to me is my family, my beautiful wife, my beautiful daughter, just happened to come in as my wife was putting the baby to bed. I was blessed that the baby was still awake and I was able to, you know, give her a good night kiss, give her a hug and lay with her for a few minutes until she fell asleep. And then I hung out with my wife for a little bit and back in the studio now, you know, bringing you this podcast. It means the world to me to put out this podcast. I'm very blessed to have the equipment I have right now. It's not everything that I want, but it'll be here within time. You know, I think that a lot of people put things off and they just keep putting it off and putting it off because they're waiting for the perfect time. But the perfect time is, there's never going to be a perfect time. And the time to start of whatever it is you want is now. I could have put off this podcast, but I didn't because I knew that it's, I made a commitment to myself to keep producing and being consistent with the podcast every single week. Now, I wanted to start off with this quote that I heard back in, what was it, 2022, went to Nashville, and there was a lady named, I believe her name was Jalen Powell. She had an impactful quote that really stuck out to me, and it was, if you quit, you give others permission to quit. And that really hit me hard because I've quit a bunch of times. I've quit a bunch of times on my podcast. I've had, you know, two other podcasts under different names. I would start them. I wouldn't be consistent with them and I would just kind of give up on it. But there comes a time when you hit a certain age and you have a real powerful why and you have no choice but to keep going and keep growing it. And, you know, though I have ultimate goals in place that I want to hit with this podcast, and I'm not hitting everything out of the park like I would like, but I know within time it's going to, you know, get there. My goal is to provide value to people who need it and, you know, can apply it to their life. It's not, I'm not for everybody. I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I'm sure I'm going to eventually run into a little bit of hate every now and then, and people are going to disagree with me, but that's perfectly fine. I'm here to bring the truth. And if I am bringing certain truth that I am not sure about, I'm going to have a resource that I can look at. And this podcast, I want to talk about, does your circle matter? You may ask yourself, Kevin, what are you talking about? What's a circle? What do you mean? What does my circle matter? The thing is in my own definition, is a circle is the people who you hang around, associate yourself with the most. The ones that give you some sort of influence on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. A lot of times that circle is our own family and closest friends. I know that growing up, you know, from birth to 18 years old, you only have a limited circle. And it's, you know, your parents, your friends from school. You don't really have much outside of that. And like you may have heard me before, from birth to 18 years old, the way you've been programmed is not your fault. But your programming after 18, if you want to complain, that is your fault. So the question I have for you is, who is in your circle? Are they filling your energy tank? Are they draining your energy tank? If they are draining your energy tank, it's time for you to take a step back and reassess, you know, who they are. Are they really meant for you? Are they really meant to pivot you into the next stage? The ultimate answer is you. You're going to have to make that ultimate answer. I can't force you to do things that you don't want to do. A lot of people stay within a certain circle because they feel that that's their comfort zone. They don't want to get outside of that. I know a lot of people, they start getting around people that make a lot of money on higher levels, and they feel kind of jealous, and they don't want to, you know, really associate with them because they feel that like they're not good enough. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was kind of like that growing up. I felt that I didn't, you know, fit into their box or whatever you want to call it. I felt like I wasn't good enough to talk to them. But in today, in my life today, I love associating myself with people on higher levels than me, because that's how I'm going to grow. That's how I'm going to be more successful in life. So the biggest things that I want to touch on is, you know, going back to who is in your circle, what adjustments do you need to make? And a lot of times it's going to be hard to let go of the ones that you've been around for so many years. I'm not saying to get rid of them, cut them off or anything, but if you could just, you know, work on expanding your network to people that are on higher levels than you. I love using that word higher level because I really feel that people need to aim to hit a higher level. And once you hit that level, go to the next level. And then after that level, another level. There's a, I don't remember, it was Patrick McDavid. I'm not sure if it was a YouTube video or a clip or reel, a short or whatever you may call it. And he was talking to a group of people. It had been probably 100 plus people. It wasn't a massive, you know, audience, but still he brought a lot of value to that event. And one of the things is he asked everybody, who here has a college degree? And all these people raised their hand. He says, okay, leave them up. And he says, I'm going to ask you another question. Who here has picked up a self-development business book since graduating college? And everybody lowered their hands except for maybe one or two. And that's the challenge that I see out there in this world, is once people hit certain levels, they stop learning. That's it. They stop. There's a quote that goes out there that you may be familiar with. Once you stop growing, you die. Or once you stop growing, you start dying, something along the lines of that. But I'm sure you've heard it. It's been quoted by many people. But the question for you is, how are you getting to that next level? You may have a set goal in place and you hit that goal. Are you stopping after you hit that goal, or are you getting to that next goal? So, I mean, I can talk over and over and over about the importance of circle, but I think you kind of get the point. I want to go into my early life, you know, growing up. I think that I was raised by a wonderful family. My dad really wasn't there for me, unfortunately. My stepdad is, you know, ultimately, in my eyes, my real dad, because he was there since, you know, pretty much the beginning, 4 years old, and was there the whole time and still here today. And, you know, throughout school, I was a DNF student, as you may know. Tried to go to college, failed miserably, got out. I was raised with certain programming that the more money I made, the happier I would become. In order to be successful, you had to go to college. Now, back in the 80s, 90s, and prior to that, that may have been the one way to success. But in today's world, with the advancement of technology, social media, all these different things, platforms, it's not really necessary. I'm not saying that don't go. I mean, if you have to be if you're trying to be an educator, what is it? Educator, teacher, doctor, attorney, whatever it may be that requires that degree, then go get it. But there's other ways to be successful in life outside of college. I don't want to touch a lot on that, but, you know, getting out of high school, like I mentioned, I barely graduated, failed college miserably. Whenever I decided what I wanted to do, I looked at what did I think that I enjoyed doing. And the thing that I thought I enjoyed doing was what my family did. My dad's side of the family, what they did. They worked on cars. They did body work. I thought that I was destined for that because I had a little bit of interest in it. So I thought that I needed to follow that path. And then towards the end of high school, I connected with a few guys. You know, they had their Mustangs. I had, I'll never forget, a Honda Civic that was lowered, had the fart can on it, the ironing board wing. And eventually I graduated to getting a Mustang just like them. We worked on our cars, spent countless hours, stayed up, you know, till the sun came up, working on our cars, trying to get ready for a car meet, go to the drag strip, all these different things. And I took those habits and that influence into a career that I have today. I mean, I did work on cars till 2014, been a service advisor ever since. So this July has been 10 years that I've been a service advisor. So I no longer work on cars. I help educate people and help them make informed decisions that they feel is best for them on their vehicles. But, you know, I want to ask you, who is influencing you on a daily basis? Who influenced you to do what you're doing currently now? Remember, everything's rooted to something. Something is rooted because something caught your attention, or you were programmed a certain way. Now, what I'm going to go into next is really going to probably blow your mind, or probably going to really wake you up, open your eyes, and you may not even realize it. I kind of have an itch for figuring out things with certain situations, certain people. I like picking their brains to try to figure out how did they get there? You know, what were the struggles? What was their story? How did they overcome that? And one of the things that I was thinking about the other day was, you know, I look at a lot of people and I started to notice that they had a relative that was in the industry. So that triggered me to look it up and do a little bit of research. Like, I've seen actors, actresses that had family members that were actors, actresses, football players who kind of follow the path of their father, their brother. And I'm just going to go to my screen right over here, and you can look it up yourself. It's on mensjournal.com. Just, you know, Google. I just Googled, you know, celebrities, athletes that followed, you know, a path, and title of it's 27 celebrities and athletes who followed in their father's footsteps. I'm not going to name all 27 because I know your time is limited, and I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to listen. I'm just going to name out a few, like, you may not be aware of. Dwayne Johnson, you may know him as The Rock, the celebrity wrestler. He had a dad that was in wrestling. So because his dad was a wrestler, it caught his attention. He was influenced to become a wrestler, and his dad helped show him the way, right? Ken Griffey Jr., I grew up, you know, watching him play Seattle Mariners. And, you know, here it is, Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. There we go. Family again. They are raised by family, influenced by family to do things. Vin Diesel and Irvin H. Vincent. I'm not too familiar with Irvin H. Vincent, but I'm sure that he is related to him, like father figure. Rex Ryan, Rob Ryan, Buddy Ryan, NFL coaches. And here's my favorite, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Archie Manning. These are brothers. They grew up probably with a football in their hand from, you know, 2-3 years old, and they just fell into NFL. And I'm just going to kind of go down. Steph Curry, Dell Curry, and, you know, all these people are just following in the footsteps of their, you know, their fathers, their relatives, J.J. Watt and John Watt, Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonds. I mean, I'm just going to stop right there. You know, your programming, your limiting beliefs, it's all rooted to how you were brought up, how the people that you were raised with, you know, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, cousins, friends, relatives, whatever it may be, they have programmed you, believe it or not, to be a certain way. And they have potentially raised you with a limiting belief that you believe possibly to this day. And one of the things is, I ask you is it possible to change that? Absolutely, it's possible to change that. So how can you make that shift? First off, you have to acknowledge that something has to change. In order for something to change, you have to change. So how can you make that shift? Analyze the people in your circle. Are they pushing you towards your goal? Or are they keeping you away from your goal? Are they draining your energy tank? Or are they filling up your energy tank? And when you're choosing your circle, be extremely picky about it. If your goal is to be professional fisherman, don't surround yourself with people that are, I don't know, riding horses professionally. They're not going to get you to become that professional fisherman. If you're trying to be a professional boxer, don't go hang around the professional tennis players. I'm not saying that you can't learn something from them. I am sure that each and every one of those can give you a piece of information, if not loads of information that can help pointing in the right direction, but I want to encourage you to get around the people that are doing what you want to do, that have already done the work, that have already set the pace, that have already figured it out. Now, I'm not telling you to pick certain people. That's going to be up to you to do the research, to network, to figure out who it is. Like, I'm trying to get my podcast up in the rankings. I'm surrounding myself day and day, day after day, with more and more people that are doing podcasts. I'm trying to connect with them. I'm trying to get them on my podcast. I'm trying to get on Zoom calls with them, just so, you know, I can kind of pick their brain and, you know, develop a relationship with them and figure out a way that I can support them. And most times they want to support me as well. And just remember, I see this a lot in this world. A lot of successful people are real jealous. They don't want you to be on their level, or they don't want you to get on a higher level than them, because they want to feel like they're king of the jungle. But a lot of successful people out there want you to be as good as them, if not better, because they've already reached the top and they want to encourage you to get to the top as well. So if you got anything out of this episode, I really would like, you know, to connect with you. You know, I really hope that you can share it with someone that can take the value and apply it to their life, to maybe take it to that next level, to give them that next level thinking. And I encourage you to do research and to dive deeper. I just did a simple search, dive deeper. I mean, I'm sure there's daughters, mothers, and other things that you can research as to the people that have been influenced by others, you know, like in the family and all sorts of different things. So I think a lot of times, a lot of people just want to listen to things and, you know, go with the flow, and they don't want to do their own research. If I want to talk about a topic and I don't know everything, I'm going to do my research and, you know, get my information from a reputable site. So again, I want to thank you for taking the time out to listen to my podcast. It means the world to me that you took the time out, and I'm just going to keep trucking along, keep staying consistent with producing these podcasts and bringing the value on a weekly basis. I got a real special treat coming up next week on Friday the 15th. I hope that you can tune into that episode. It's going to be very special. Stay tuned to my social media posts as to hints as to what the topic is going to be. But until then, I appreciate you all, and I love you all like family. Take care, guys, and let's get closer to that eye of the lion one day at a time. Take care.